720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio here on Independence Day as we get ready to celebrate America. And there's nothing more American than NASCAR, and we're more fortunate than any other city in the country right now coming up this weekend to be hosting all the stars of NASCAR and so many legends in motorsports. One of those brightest stars joining us right here, Cup Series champion, one of the 75 greatest drivers of all time, and behind the wheel of the number 6 Ford Mustang for Roush Fenway, Kozlowski Racing, the one and only Brad Kozlowski. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane. Appreciate you having us and the kind introduction. Great to talk about our races coming up, and we've got a really exciting one here in Chicago.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, in the season 2 and as a team, first win this year as a driver owner, top 10 in points, 7 tops 5, 9 top 10s. It feels like you and the team are more dialed in than ever. Just talk about that, kind of the dynamics of being, you know, an elite driver, obviously focusing on the track, and then all of what is involved in the very tough business of racing.
Yeah, we're just building and getting better and better every year. And, you know, I think this is my my third season now as a driver owner, and the team's never been stronger, which is exciting. We think we'll have a great chance at competing down to the playoffs and more race wins along the way, and maybe even a championship. So it's a fun time in my life personally and professionally. And being in here in Chicago is a great chance to have a little more fun and maybe get another trophy.
Yeah, I know there's a ton of fans pulling for you there. On the team side, you know, the first championship ever for Penske as an owner, and of course you lead as far as, and that great organization, all the wins, more wins than anybody else. Did you learn some things from Roger? Was that your inspiration to someday become an owner? Because, you know, an iconic race team, so much success there, and of course working with Jack Roush, another legend in the sport. Is there anything that you've taken from your Penske time that you absorbed that you find useful or that you're using today?
Oh yeah, you know, Mr. Penske had you know, such a terrific commitment to excellence. That was a big takeaway for me. And, you know, we had a really unique relationship where, you know, I felt like I learned a lot from him in so many different ways. And he listened to me on a lot of different things that I was working on. And we both kind of benefited from that. It was a great time in my life and career. And I carry those lessons forward to the experiences that I have now and the ability to, you know, build elite teams at NASCAR. And I'm really proud of it, but, you know, the rent's due on that challenge every day. And, you know, I look at it as you can't take any of your past success for granted. It doesn't ensure future success. And you got to keep innovating and evolving as the sport and the world changes. And I'm committed to doing just that.
You think about on a weekend like this, so many Chicagoans enjoy Michigan, vice versa, sister state across the lake, and of course Detroit, so synonymous with motorsports and manufacturers and all that. It's a great year for Detroit. It'd be a great year for great things for the race team and on the sports side. So Michigan wins the national championship, right? Detroit, the Lions, you know, as close as really ever. And so the fans, of course, a lot of heartbreak there, but a lot of close things. It's a great time to be in sports and be from Michigan.
It is, you know, a lot of success, University of Michigan winning the national championship. I was there for that, which was phenomenal. And, you know, I want to make the state proud and hopefully add another one before this year's over.
This week is a great opportunity to recognize Independence Day, men and women in uniform. You guys do a little bit of that in a few different areas. Talk a little bit about buildsubmarines.com and some of the other efforts that you guys have with the foundation to support veterans, men and women in uniform, especially on a weekend like this.
Yeah, we certainly have no shortage of initiatives to, you know, celebrate and return the favor for our men and women in service. My foundation has a number of great things that we're proud to be a part of, whether it's how we provide dogs for veterans after they've retired from the military to help them with, you know, emotional support and maybe sometimes even some physical support. It's a great program. We have a recognition program through the hospitals that helps veterans when they get into a civilian hospital to kind of navigate the system and feel comfortable. Those are our two cornerstone programs. We also have a third program, which we're having in a couple months, where we you know, set it up to where families can put veterans' names on our race cars, which is really exciting, coming this Darlington race that we have in September, called our Tribute to Veterans program. So those are some fun things we do. And then actively, you know, on the race car, we have a relationship with buildsubmarines.com, which is, you know, big initiative for United States Department of Defense to build submarines. Submarines are a key part of our nuclear triad, defends our country, and allows us to have a deterrence model to provide the freedom that we so enjoy to be able to do great things like drive race cars for a living or go to sporting events and have those kinds of experiences in our lives. So we really do take great pride in our veterans and in our military and the freedoms that we have.
It's a great time. It is so NASCAR, the sport as a whole, and of course the organizations and so many within it doing it. And of course you paying it forward in a big way too. You're in Chicago. Big picture is a guy who sees the big picture, not just a driver, an owner, one who wins championships and all that kind of stuff. And you look at a place like Chicago and what it means, not only to the fans here, TV ratings were great, you know, all of that excitement, but just in the bigger picture to the sport. You look at Los Angeles with the Clash and just all of those tickets that got sold to brand new fans out there. And then you look at Chicago and all the excitement based around that outside of what happens on the track. And we're hoping for a absolutely rain-free weekend. Talk about that. Mm-hmm. Chicago is a market, not necessarily considered a traditional motorsports market, but it's definitely a sports fan market, and how big it is for NASCAR to be here.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was reading through some of the stats this morning, and you know, half the fans that come to the race are from the city of Chicago, which is great. You know, it shows how NASCAR is able to pull from the community and make new fans who maybe aren't traditionally exposed to the sport, but also simultaneously bring in fans that are outside the sport or that are you know, outside the community but love our sport. So it's such a great blend, because of course the fans that come from outside bring a lot of revenue and, you know, spend in local businesses, and that's always good too for everybody. So a unique blend for sure.
Very last thing, as you approach Chicago as a racer, as an owner, and as a fan, what have you guys been doing to kind of, in as prepared as you can be? It's kind of a unique track. You don't have a lot of access to it to get the team prepared for the races here. And then what do you do, like, as a fan to enjoy the city?
Well, you know, as a driver, we have scans of the roads and we create our own virtual track. But I'm also in Chicago today to look around the facility and see us. It's being, having its finishing touches put together on what the track's actually going to look like. So a little bit of scouting in both ways. Once we get to the city, you know, usually we kind of have our game face on. We don't get to do a lot of touristy things, but I think I might go to the Beach Boys concert. I'm thinking about going on a boat tour on the Friday and seeing what that's like, but we're going to have a good time.
The Cubs are in town too. Definitely consider a trip to Wrigley Field as well. Brad, thanks so much for everything that you're doing, not only for the sport and the fans, but also for jumping on the show today. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for your time as well.